say after Yomtiv, Kaimullah, we have a principle that Shabbos Noch Yomtiv is Noch Yomtiv, as the Drunken Rebbe put it. And Befrat, after Pesach, I saw a beautiful word from a Melech Biderman. Paul said in this week's parasha, Uvo Aaron El Oil, Moye Ufashat, Bigde Afad, Ashulovash, Verochas, and Besori Bamayim, and afterwards, Belovash is Begot. That the great Godel on Yom Kippur is considered going, changing his garments. Between each time he changes his begodim, he has to go to mikvah. So the Holy Chassam Sofer asks Poshet Akasha, Mele, when you were wearing the big day zo, and now you're wearing the big day, you're putting on the big day bat, the big day lo, you're about to go to Kodesh HaKadosh. Kodesh HaKadosh, are you an issue with normal people? You have to understand what it means that the great Godel goes to a place that even Malachim dare not enter, right? He's using as a Hoichim Adrevi of Kedusha, so you understand you have to go to Mikvah to be Mizal. But if you're coming out of the Kedush Kedusha, and you're taking off to Lehushay, the Big Day Lov, and you're about to wear Big Day Zov, it's a more regular avoid than what you do regularly. So you're going from Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kal. What is the purpose of going to Mikvah? Why do you have to, what do you need this alus, this kedushina. So the Sefer lays down an incredibly important rule that after a person is niskadish bikdushi yaseira, and now he's going to do an avodah which is regular, which is routine, which is done all the time, it's an avodah kala. But after you, the gavra, completely transformed and changed, now the ordinary routine avodah becomes infinitely higher even than the previous avodah that you did before. A person had 8 days of Pesach and you buy the likus and you ate matzah and all the mitzvahs hayim. Now, it's not that you're going down from the mountaintop to the bottom, to the abyss. On the contrary, after Pesach, your avodah is so much more higher. And you find by the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Eibrisher is mezgalah to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the pasuk says, "Vayar malach Hashem elav b'libas eik b'tichasneh, vayar mihine asneh boir bo'esh." Moshe sees the bush, the sneh, is on fire, flame. Vasneh nenuk, the sneh is not consumed. So what does Moshe respond? Vayar Moshe asura no, I will go. The eres amar agod lazeh madua liyivar asneh. Why is this snare not being consumed? Hello? What do you mean asura? You can put your sat nav, your machine cooler, and you can find the ways, the whatever they call it, the GPS, to find out where to go. It's right in front of you. The snare is right in front of you, asura. Tzadikim Tait said, even after Moshe Rabbeinu Davin, that even after asura, you leave the Mara of Kedusha, the holy place. That the mara, the influence should be so nechak b'liboy, they are always attached to it wherever you go, whatever time, whatever place afterwards. Surah of Eres HaMara, that's why you say the Pesach Ber Belzer Taich. We say in the Nusach of Tefillah in Ma'ariv, Bekeh Yom Lifnei Moshe, Zekeh Li'anu V'omru, Hashem Yimlech Elu V'orav, all the Pesukim and Oz Yashiv. Why did Chazal pick a pasuk Hashem Yimlech Elu V'orav at the end of the Shira? A small little pasuk. The pshat is that after, by the Yam, what are you even daven for? That Hashem Yimlech Elu V'orav, that it's not only in the present, but in the future, you should still be attached to this. You just saw the Akriyas Yamsuf, Shivcha Layam, saw what Yechezkel Ben Buzi and Sha'anavim didn't see, and you should still be attached in the future to this Kedushin. Alderov said this, Fasem, he brings this, Fasem is Taichis. Madu Le'yivar Asneh. Did Moshe Rabbeinu not know that this fire is a Ruchni, a stick of fire? And Ruchni is a stick of fire, you find by the Mizbeach. Mizbeach had a thin covering of Zov, Ke'uve Dinor. And it never, for years, it never was, the Ruchni, a stick of fire, which came in Shonayim, doesn't consume Gashmis. What's the problem? Madua Le'yivar Asneh. The Sosemnes Taich is, how could it be that you see a fire and you still remain a dried bush? And you're not a flame. You're not on fire. If a person lives through a Pesach, a Seder, Leilas Kaddish Chag, you have to become transformed. And he says that's what I'm saying is Bidar Hakdoma. The Tzadik and Taich, from Teres Ovis, Al-Zoyish is called Yispal Kol Chosin Lech La'eis Mitzoy. A Chosin Davin that La'eis Mitzoy, even after you leave Kedusha, Pesach is over, right? You still are attached to it. Moshal Ma'am Dover Doim, the basis role. The Gadavi used to say, Moshal Ma'am Dover Doim, the guy was a shikr, a drunkard, an alcoholic. And he was loathed. His whole life revolved around alcohol. Mashkin. And one day he goes into a liquor store and he finds that Balabas is holding a bottle. This is like the best of the best. $2,000. Geld hoped in ish because he's busy all day drinking. I can't hold down a job. So he borrowed, he mashkined, he sold his chafetzim and he got this bottle of mashkin, which is unbelievable. And he bought it. And he opened up the bottle and he said l'chaim until he made a siyum on the whole bottle. Finished the bottle. He now is in a different realm, in a different dimension, and he's out of his mind, right? But he's drinking a whole bottle in one go. It's like the best mashke around, right? Afterwards, the apostle says, Chel bolo, you want a brasuch, you want to vomit it. But then he chapzuch some seichel. I spent so much money, which I didn't have, to get this bottle of mashke. Now I'm going to vomit it out. After all the mesiras nefesh I had for this bottle. When he thinks of all the Mizir's nefesh he had to prepare for Pesach, all the hergeshim, and now you're just going to get rid of it? That's pshat. Chazal said, I always say this after Yom Tov, that when the early regolim came to the Beis HaMikdash, the Shabbos afterwards, with Noch Yom Tov, they would take out, open up to the Olam, and they would show them the Shulchan, and they would say, Ru'u chibaschem lefeim. How tired Yidin are before the Bashefer, that you put on the chalas hot, when you take it off 8 days later after it was baked, it's still hot, piping hot, kiyoim. You have to show the regolim. There was asor and nisim shenazlo, every day you could see the floor of the marble opening up and the deshen was poured into it, and you see fires in the Shem. How mamish, unbelievable thing. Why dafka did they choose the Ruchi Basil of the Amorim? Because they're saying to the Oyli Regolim, you came here from Haifa, Tzvas, right? And you came and you saw the Beis HaMikdash Liris V'Leroy, but Alan Maile Dagilu Likus, the Chuluhu. Can you imagine what it was? And now you're about to go home to your down the picking your orange grove somewhere, your avocados, right? Ruchi Basil of the Amorim, that when you leave, right? Days later, the same chaminus, the same vankai, the same whatever, still remains with you. That's a message for us. Okay. Yid lives with the parsha. It has to be merumis, this idea that after Pesach, we come on the higher madrig. And therefore, this year in this kriyas, what do we read after Pesach? Achri, which is also merumis. Achri means after. After the Yom Tov, right? You're still on this madrega. We're dealing now with the madrega of Yom Kippur. I already mentioned the beginning of this, the word from Rebbe Meshbusher, Va'avadet Asavoy Da'azoyis, of Zubazoyis Yovei Aaron, this week's parasha, B'choy Dezeh Nis, B'choy Dezeh Lachem. That you have to, there's a connection between the Avoyda of Yom Kippurim and the Avoyda of Pesach. And I can explain it in 30,000 ways. So I'll give one nekud, based on what the Rabbi Shlomo will forgive me, but I spoke Achrin Shal Pesach. Moiridika vot. It's an awesome vot. The Novi says in Yirmiya, capital test, you all know it, I think it's Aftarim of Parashat Tzav, if I remember it correctly. Koyamar Hashem. Al Yizhal El Chochom Bichach Mosoi. Al Yizhal El Hibar Bichurosei. Al Yizhal Osher Osheri. Right? Ki Bezuyis Yizhal El Hamizhal. What? Don't praise yourself for your Choch, with your Chochom. You're a giver, you're an usher. Kim the Zuis is how and how Haskell you do it. Kiania, right? Kiania Hashem, or you said, Kiania Hashem, or you said Chesed, Mishpo, and Stock of Oretz, he be able to fast in Russia. We're not talking about Adis Hal Chachom de Chachmosi. Hey, you got the 305 IQ and you speak 17 languages fluently. And when you speak about a giver, that's like you won the Olympics gold medal because you did You picked up heavy weights, right? Or you drive a Lexus with a microwave oven in the dashboard. Yeah. Each of them, you need Yirmiyahu and Novi to give you moves. It means you're a chacham and chachmas atayr. You have shas badly. You shall be every place as you shayim and achreinim. Shaver up the finger in your fingertips. And you're a giber. Now what's captain a giber? He's a giber. And you're an oshid has geld in your semi apachelkoi, and you give gewaldige money to tzach. See, so me meh, me elchi. Al yis halal, not in the chachma, not in the gvura, not in the osh, the usher. The only thing in life that counts is what? Haskil v'yodoy, no v'yodas. That fits into what I said before Shabbos Hagadol. The whole central theme of Pesach is matzah. Matzah is three times ma. Hello, matzah is gimash yemiyu. Matzah gimash anovim is humility, right? Where does everything come? Where does the tzaddik says matzah is called michlud da'asvos, the food of healing, medicine. Medicine from what? Says Reb Tzaddik, it's a medicine from death and mortality and illness, all of whom came how? Through the chait? It's a das. What was the it's a das? L'chad man da'amr was chita, l'chad man da'amr was gefen. And therefore we explained that the central, the Haggadah, the Seder, well, it's Kaddish Chag, is always around matzah and dal kuz is yay. What happened in the chait it's a das? You'll eat from the forbidden fruit. Or you some kill the kin, right? You'll be like, says the Raven in his commentary on the Sefer Yetzirah. What was the excuse man gave to the Yibishter for the Chet Yitzadas? Hanochosh Hishiani. Hishiani has inside two letters, two words, Yesh and Ani. The source of why? Because the Yibishter, give you Kabbalah 101, right? The two of the names of the seven names of the Eibishter is Shin Dalad Yud, which Dalad Yud refers to which Midah. I'm just adding to it, right? Hello? When do we use Shin Dalad Yud? Anikel, Shaka is how, what, by Mila? Loach Amra Lamakai. People sound limiting your titles, right? And Adnan, Aleph Dalas Nud Yud. Hello? Wakey, anyone? Yeah, Aleph Dalas Nud Yud. What happens if you take the Dalit? What does Dalit mean, by the way? Miloshin? Dalus, poverty. Leslie Migame Klum, you have nothing of your own. You're totally bottled to the Rabbeinu Shalom. If you take the Dalit out of Shin Dalit Yud, you're left with Yesh. And the Dalit out of Adna, you're left with Ani. All, I always say to people, all sin in English. Sin is spelled S-I-N. The core, the essence of all Averis is what? I, ego, self. If you take the Dalit, you get Ani and Yesh. And therefore, Pesach Matzah, which is the meaning of Anova, is to bring the Dalit back into the equation, to have Shin Dalit Yud, which is Midas HaYisod, and Dalit, the Adnai, which is Malchus, Adoyin Ilam, and Yibishter Razmel. That was the Nochash for me. Yes? Remember there's a guy called Paro in this whole equation? Yeah? And Paro is called, it's after for somewhere or other, Shmo Yisvayir, from Yecheskel. Hatanin Hagodol HaYarovich B'techayor. Paro is called the Nochash. Varay, Paro, Yama Oysi, Yusuf Yimatri, and Nochash Yimakrit. It says in Tzvar Makdesha, the Holy Shem, from Shem of Zolojitz, Shem Yikimdom, it says a Meridic of Ort. If you take, you want to know something, who the person really is, take the Milui, the inside letters of his name. Pei, could be spelled Pei Aleph. Reish is Reish, Yud Shin. Ayin is Yud Nun. Add it, hello. Hey is Hey Hey. What do you got?
Ishiyani.
The essence of Paroi, the Nochash, the serpent, the snake, is what? Hishi Ani Yesh and Ayin, which is opposite of of, and that's, I forgot to tell you the Iker. The Mesoifer says in his Droshes and Agodas, and Droshes and Mesoifer in various places, Kiani Hashem, oh yeah, what did the Eberster want? Chesed, Mishpat, Stoka. Hello? The Rashi Tevas, Chesed, Mishpat, Stoka is what? If a person does everything right, he has Chochme, he has Chesed, he has Mishpat, he has alle gute Sachen. Right? Aber, and he's Halalham, he's Halal, Sisu, Bnei, that is Chochme, that's Gaiva, that's Nasus. The opposite of that's power. That's the Melchizedek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the Iker in life? Haskil v'yodoyo. To understand what I'm talking about. I shouldn't say what I'm talking about, but the Iker of Yiddishkeit is das. V'raya, as we'll soon discuss, it'll be understood, I hope. You come, it's right, the first day is the base, the past. The seventh day of Pesach, Shlishal Pesach, what happens then? Kriyas Yamsuf. At Kriyas Yamsuf, Yidnu, right, were given what's called, hello, Bizas Hayom. Say all the Svarim Akhtarishim, the Brinoyim, Bizas Hayom is Gematria Das. Hello, you with me? Which is also Gematria Amir Kulam Tzadik, the holiness of Yid. And therefore, Avraham Avinu was promised by the Ebrist of Achri Chen Yetzu Berchush Gadlo, which is Gimatria Shara Chamishim. The ultimate 50th gate was given to the Eden, Ras Hashim Chalayom, at the Yam, the Hainu. You know, there's a pasuk which says, Uvo Alecha Kol Abrocha Sa'ela Bisigur. Can I ask you a simple klotzkash, I'm a simple person? If the Torah Akhto Yishu would have not written the word Bisigur, what's felt up? All these brachas will reach you. Hello? The Chassidish is kind of sharp, a Kotzker type of shvar. We say, you got brachas from the Eibishter. Shalos, what are you doing with these brachas? That's one chapter. The Moshe Rebbe, the Yisrael, says, that the Eibishter should give you the wisdom, the sagacity, to know where these brachas are coming from, and what are you going to do with these brachas? These brachas are not yours, they're given to you from the Bashefer. What are you going to do with it? What's Bashefer? I'm going to explain, just before I even begin the Shiva, a word which I've said this like 1,001 times. There is a Gemara in Tainis, you will know this, Tavches, B'meir Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Havei Kafna, Musna, Musa, V'Kafna. The days of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Claudius, people were suffering two terrible things. There was death, there was disease, there was a pestilence, a plague, a corona, whatever they call it. Yeah, hello? Magefa? People would die. And there also was famine, people, Parnosa. So the Rabbanan knew a principle that to ask for Rachma for two things simultaneously was Kenesh. One thing. What should they daven for? Should they daven for life? To get rid of the pestilence, the disease? Or should they pray for parnos? So the Rabbanan thought, pray for, you know, which is more important, geld or life? Life. So pray for mus. Right? Which ruled by Nachmeni said, fakir, you're wrong, sorry. Right? If the pray for parnos, because when the Ebrishti gives parnos, he's certainly giving it that we should live with it, not to die with it. You can't, in the Tafrichim, have no pockets, right? You do it. Asher Alkein, pray for Parnos. The Chassidish of Vort, the Seth of the Kodesh, the Magid, the Malkut Shinobler, the Rinoyim, the first people, the Rinoyim, everyone said the same word. When the Chmonel of Slander is a Gezerah Ro, a difficult Gezerah Shmayim, it's given in the Uyusiyah in Lashon Kodesh, the Abishah speaks Lashon Kodesh, how do you like that? Right? How would you say death in Lashon Kodesh? Moves, Mem, Vovs, famine, kafna, is ra'av, reish, ayin, beis. Aber, the middle letter of ra'av is ayin. What does ayin mean? The eye, the perspective, right? And the pasuk says until then, in Anan Tzadikim, Einei Hashem El Yireh. The Eibishter gives the Tzadikim his eyes, his perspective, and his kuh. on things. Therefore, tzaddikim are balabatim over the letter ayin, specifically. And the tzaddik is able to very deftly remove the letter ayin from the word ra'av and suddenly transfer in the word moves. So instead of moves and ra'av, you have what? Mo'oyus ra'av, plenty of guilt. Right there. Such a tifavot. That's what you have by a chacham einov b'roish. You got nega, nun gimel ayin. Or the tzaddik is able to take the ayin from the end of the word and put it in the oinig. As you say in the Smir Shabbos. What do you say? What do we say? B'milin yakirin b'shaven iturin dalgav b'chamshin. By saying different Torah, tzaddikim, you take the what? The ayin, right? And you put it in front of the nun, b'shaven iturin, right? Dalgav b'chamshin on top of the nun. You got to make the ayin in the front. By Moshe Rabbeinu, what does it say? The praise of Moshe Rabbeinu, Asher end of Torah, Asher also Moshe, the tikkun of Moshe, le'enei kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, the sack in the letter, ayin. Hello, you with me, folks? Yeah? I said this like a thousand times. A Purim, what do we say? La'yehudim ho'yisa, ho'yirub, zimah. Cain tila. What's the gematria of Cain? Well, wait, you want to look at from Calcutta? 70, which is the letter ayin. Hello? You may remember, it says by Aaron, the Haggid Shavuot Yisrael, yes, Cain Aaron, says Rashi, Cain, the Haggid Shavuot Yisrael Aaron, Shaloshin. Loshin means, the Abishah says, no, and you said, and the Sadiq, the Abishah is going to the Sadiq, he becomes Balabas. But, you know, in Gracious it says, but every time, the Abishah said, let there be what rhinoceros is, by Yechem, Yechem. Except by what? Light. Omer lekim yihi oir. Says the Chazal. The Eibushka wanted to create a light. It was too powerful to reshoy him with whatever. So it says by yihi oir. The real oir was nignos for whom? The tzaddikim. In Torah you have the oir of Torah. And with that tzaddikim, you remember it says in Pasuk. Look at the beginning of Tilum. Loi chein harishoy, says the Medrash Nialkut, ani amarti kein. And the Rosh says, loi chein. I said loi chein, and the Rosh says kein. Therefore, loi chein harishoy. Remember a guy called Paro? Hello? Yeah? He said, yehi kein Hashem al-imochem, kasher ha-shalach l'asrem v'tapechem, right? When will there be Cain? When I'll send you away. Loi Cain, l'chunagor. You, Paro, you say Cain when it suits you. Loi Cain when it suits you. Al Cain lo yurkumu rishoyim avim. Therefore, we say in the Nusach, most Haggadah Shal Pesach, at the end of the Seder, it's a pizmei, chasal Seder Pesach. What do you say? Kash zachinu l'sader oisoi. We just made the Seder, Cain Nisklach, so he said the Koyner. We should be Zoycha to the Gili of the Eragonos on this night. What's the Pshat? The Einei Hashem, the Getlecha, the divine eye, this perspective, this vantage point, is the Inyan of Das. And if you have Das, in this world, in your life. I'll explain what this means in a minute. If you have das in your avodas Hashem, that is the achana to the words of the Torah. We read Achrei Shel Pesach, and we all chayit to begin the Yishai, that when Mashiach comes, to be the Geula, umolo ha'oretz, the Geula comes in the schus of what? Das. And therefore I said Achrei Shel Pesach. Achrei Shel Pesach is gimachia rishin letzion. Not gimachia, I apologize, I don't have to prepare. Achrin Shal Pesach is Gimachia Rishon Letzin. Sudas HaMashiach, which the Gemara said at the beginning of Psachim, is Rishon Letzin refers to Mashiach. Sudas Mashiach, the last day, is Gimachia Rishon Letzin in Eid, no? Right? Therefore you say, Mayofu Pamayich Ban Olam. Ni'ilas Achad, Mayofu Pamayich Ban Olam is Gimachia Ketim Mashiach, By Na'olim 202 is Gimatria Nimamin. Na'olim is Gimatria Uva Ivnum Anidochim. That every Yid through Emunah will be able to go and greet. That's why. How many days have you eaten matzah by Achron Shel Pesach?
Eight.
What is the milui of matzah? Mem, tzaddik, hey, 294. Now, Rishon Brach, I need you. 294 times 8. Wait. 2,352, which is gematria of Olam Mashiach, the last day, the Achron Shel Pesach, you get already the taste of the future. And that brings you to what? Das. Das. And your Das brings you to what? Umbola Oret. Now, what's Pshat and Das? Let me try to explain very, very simply. I haven't said an original word in my entire life. The Pasuk says in Yeshayah, Kapitel Hey, Lochin Gola Ami Mibli Das. Why is there a Golos in the world? Because we lack Das. In other words, Golos is not just a physical, geographical phenomenon. Golos be'ikur is ruchnius. In Golos, Yidden are mevulbul. They have no menuchas hanefesh. There's a bilbul, a tishtush hadas. You can't think straight. All the Sforim HaKadoshim ask an obvious, glaring question. So it really should bother you. You should be able to sleep Pesach if you don't have an answer to this question. We're rational, logical people. Yidden are in Mitzrayim. The matzah is geferlich, right? Hello? Yeah, everyone agrees. Pari is bathing with Jewish children's blood. Kids are stuffed with the pyramids. Whatever's going on. Terrible stuff. Right? It's like unbearable. It's intolerable. The klippa, the zuamod, the ervas ha'orat. Begashmi is urochus. Comes along Moshe Rabbeinu. Shlichus from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And he starts making these makis. Dam, Tzardei, Akinim, Orev, etc. This was Emes famously says, we've said this 1,000 times, every maka of the 10 makis is hacking the Shever Oivim at the Azedim, destroying Klippin, Sitra Acher, and the powers of evil, and the Ikim Lushchina, and is Megala, each one another Madrega in the Asorim Amorim, Shebehem Nivro Oivim, and is prepares Kal Yisrael for what? Daseret Adibis. Great. So the Chura, ever since Moshe Rabbeinu came on the scene, with his Oisus Moisin, Ba'adlus B'nei Chol, you would think Yidden should get better and better and better. No? The Gilui Likus in the world, you see the Yad Hashem. What was the reality? Ever since Moshe comes on the scene, Heiru L'Am Hazeh, they go Midechi El Dechi, so much so, that at the last Makkah, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Makkah's Bechuris, which is a Gili of Keser, whatever, I can't explain this for him what Makkah's Bechuris is. Meir Gadol is Gili Shechil, Agamayus. And now, Punt Yidden have reached Yutur Tachtoina. They're on the Memtes Shari Tumo, Lo Yuchel is Mameya, they can't stay for one split nanosecond more, or else they'll fall into the Sharanun, the point of no return. Hello? I'm a simple guy. Hello? Anyone, what is the trajectory here? I come from Brooklyn. English is my third language. Hello? What, could you explain me what, where we're going here? Moshe is Megalali cursing the world, Isis and Moshe, higher and higher, and he's not going. Look. Is the Chorai. There is objective reality in the world, and there's your perception of reality. And there could be the greatest brachas in the world, aber se felt in the vehisi gucha. And you don't see what's in front of your eyes because you're blinded. And that's what das, that's what Yitzias Mitzrayim has to achieve, to take you out of your blindness, to see reality as it is, not from the perspective of some whatever, how the London Times is explaining it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, but how that from the Einei Hashem, from a Getlecha perspective, and therefore that generation was Gol Ami Bibli Das. Parei is the same letters as in many houses. I don't know. I might say that we have by the Zruya. Hello, we use a Gorl, a neck. No? Okay, I'm not getting involved in your minhag, whatever, do what you want, elu ve'elu. Many, many houses, Jewish houses, they have a neck. Why a neck, a gargle for the Zoraya? Said in Kisrael Rizal, if you take the word pari, pei, resh, ayin, hey, and you scramble the letters, you get the word ho'oyrif, the neck. A person who's obstinate, who doesn't move, who's stuck in his ways, in the mud, is called kshei oyrif. Why kshei oyrif? When I say, I don't know what, your ear, look to earth. The job of a net is to attach your moichin, your mind, your intellect, your rationality, to your heart. What intellectual faculty attaches intellect and emotion? Hello? Says the Meir Salzker in Odor, he quotes the Alderev in Tanya Perigimel, like a classic. In life, there's 10 spheres, as old school children know, right? 7 midas, chesed, gvura, tver, right? And the 3 intellectual, chokhmah, bina, das. What is chokhmah? Hello? I remember Pilchus Friedman came here in this very same place and said this barichus. Chokhmah is the nekuda hamavrik. You have an idea, I want to have a home. And you have an image of this home you would love to build, right? And you have like the general image. That's chokhmah, the initial concept, idea. Bara come up. But you haven't dealt with the details, the plumbing and the electrician and the other, you know. That is called bina. Bina from the word vayiven, to build, to deal with all the details, to take things apart, to, what's the word, extrapolate, right? To build on this concept and to write that as bina. Okay? But you could have chokhmah and you could have bina, right? As long as it's in your mind, if you don't have das, then all your chokhmah and bina is dimyoinus shov. It's an illusion. It's like a, it's all in the mind. There's a fourth meat of Lev, a meritic of Vort. Meat of Lev says, in the Hirotz that we say when you finish a Sefer of Tillin, in the weekdays, that Vela Ubrois, women who are expecting, shall tapil Vlad, they say. They shouldn't abort, they shouldn't miscarry their, the baby to carry. What does that mean? The person has an ideal. I would love to. I have an idea. I understand, right? I'll keep it fine. In kop, right? But until you have the bechina of das, the most beautiful rotzin and idea and whatever, chachman bina, right? Because I'll say, eile told us, right? Iker told us, sayin shal tzadikim, maisdim. Until the mice, the baby is born, until you bring it up a peil mamish, with the Chacham Bina, you don't get anywhere. Chacham Bina is the beginning. But Das is called the Mafteach, the Kol Shiz, all other meat. Das is the intermediary, the Mamutza, between the mind, the Chacham Bina, and the meat. What does the Pasuk say? Hashem b'chachma yivne bayis, u'be'nuhunot tanach. Hello, folks. The Chachmi Bana Bayez Ubitfuna Yuskoinen Ubidas Chadorim Imole. You only fill the Chador, you fill the rooms, I mean the Midas in a person's heart, once you have Das. Without Das, Chazal are like really harsh. Because I'll say, call me Shein by Das, you know, Das, the Valent of it, a carcass, a dead dog is better than it. Call me Shein by Das. Hello? It's a bit like, you know, so the guy's a simpleton. He never learned Masechta Nedor. Whatever. The veil of Tovim. Das is not a new piece of information. That's Chochm. If you learn it with the Ktosim, give anger. Bina, maybe. Hello? Das is a different form. It's not new information. It's taking that which anyone can, and internalizing it. and becoming one with it, and working on yourself. That's the neck. That is the opposite of poverty. And those people who came out of Mitzrayim, they're now called, how do we turn this generation? Dor Dei. And who took us out of Mitzrayim? Moshe Rabbeinu, who's besoid Adas. Asher Yidoy Hashem is the ultimate husband of Moshe. Moshe is the soid of what? Das. When did Yidden get this Das? That's the Bezos Hayom. You know, there was a fellow called Nachshon Ben Aminodov. The Abish already told Moshe, right? Matitzaku Eli, that one already told me so. Says Rashi, Yidden are worthy of don't worry about the sea in front of them, in the schus of Yisayim, the schus of the Ramuna. So if that's true, so why did the Abishter make that you have to go and find another test, the jump in the sea, and only Nachshon Ben Aminodov does it? Why this extra test? Because you could know in your mind, you could know something intellectually to be true, right? Hinei Mitzrayim Noyse Acharei, right? Hello? Yeah? What did the Eden do? Vayitzak, they cried to whom? To the Abishter. And the same time they took screaming to the Abishter, they're saying, I'm a bleeding for Mitzrayim, maybe we should go back to Egypt, maybe we should... Where's your Emunah? Is the cry until you're willing to jump on, like Nachshon Ben Aminodov, right? That the water's up to your nose, right? And you're about to whatever, then that is Das. And until you have Das, you've done nothing. And that is the suid of Kriyas Yamsuf, that's the suid of Mashiach, to bring Das into the world. Now, how does this relate to this week's parasha? I have no time to elaborate. In a nutshell, you remember this two on Yom Kippur, in the Avodah, there's two Seirim. Hello? What are these two Seirim for? Very strange. On one hand, the two Seirim are Shabbat Bedamim, Shabbat Bekoim, Shabbat Bemar, etc., etc. Equal. Mamar is saying everything equal. What do I need two for? When the Kohen Gadol makes smicha, his mizvada, on which soyer is he mizvada? On the soyer lazo, the one that's thrown over the scapegoat, the thrown over the cliff, the tzuk, yeah? So what's the soyer Hashem for? Hello, what do I need two for? Huh? Oh, so Pashtus is, I need a special soil Hashem where you sprinkle the blood over it, right? Hello? That is the Tumas Mikdash Rekodoshu. Hain B'Shoyi, Hain B'Shoyi, right? And all other Averis. Kal, what did the Mishnah say in Shavuos? Kal is Chamura, is Bemezit, Bezot, that is the, we need a special, what's going on here? What two different, just pick that one little up. Says Rebbe Meir Simcha in Meshech Chacham. There's a nusach we say on Yom Kippur. Ki ata solchon the Yisrael, umachon the shifte Yisrael. Why solchon and machon? Ki ata solchon the Yisrael, umachon the shifte Yisrael. Which is we very rarely in nusach we find the word Yisrael. Says Rebbe Meir Simcha. I'm talking about kitzur nimitz. We could talk about it for hours. Whenever a yid does an avera, so we say, and then maybe Shachman Allah punishes, there's always the Abish is ma'ir the ched. Wait, that's why you don't wear the Kohen Gadol when he went with Naivul of Nim. He didn't wear big disol and Kategan Asus and by every avera and Adam Lamokim, right? You're ma'ir Rachman Allah the ched to eagle. Yeah. But there's another basic fundamental Avera which took place, which is the source of all Chatoyim ben Adam l'chaveirim, the man and man, and that is Bechiras Yosef. And therefore Chazal said every generation there are 10 tzaddikim who die, right? Like I saw Ruge Malchus, and every generation, that is for the sin of what? Bechiras Yosef. And says Rabbi Yisrael, be'etzem that's ki at the solchon the Yisrael, it's eilu echa Yisrael, u'machon the shifti Yisrael, that's been Adam l'chaveroi for the chet of mechiras Yisrael, the two se'irim. Therefore, if you remember in Parashat Shmini, Klal Yisrael had to bring two se'irim, one for Adam the Egel Azov, one for Mechiras Yosef. Again, Aaron only brought up one. Why? Because Aaron is the Oyer of Shalom, Roid of Shalom, right? Who V'racha V'samach B'libo, who was Mitzuyim Ben Adam L'chavei, right? He didn't need to Mechaper for the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, right? Mechiras Yosef, therefore, the Avodah is not done in the Beis Hamidrash, because the Beis, in a nutshell, the Beis Hamidrash was in the Chelek of Binyamin. Binyamin was the only one of the Shlachtiv, the Gidrash of the Hegel, the Gidrash of the was Ben Seif of Shachin, Binyamin. He didn't sin Ben Adam L'chavei. Ben Adam L'chavei has no place in the Beis Hamidrash, that you had to send La'azozel, B'yad Ish Iti, a different Avodah. Pshat is, even the Ben Adam Lamokim, where does it come from? The source of every Averi Ben Adam Lamokim starts with the Ben Adam Lachaveri, which is why you throw the scapegoat, the Sar Lazozo, over the cliff, because the source of everything is Gaiva. Source of all Avera is the Nachash Ishi Ani, Yesh and Ani. The lacking in the Dalis, the Bittul to the Eksh. Seven Pilchus Friedman, I'm going to think of it. Hello, folks. How many, I want to begin to share it, how many parshiyos are there in the Torah Kedusha which start with the letter Aleph? Wakey, wakey. Exactly. Well, by the way, what does the letter Aleph mean? Anybody? As in the word Aleph Chochma, to learn, or Eibishter, Aleph Yishleilam, yeah? There are six. Your book, Herinu. Eile told us Noyach, Eile Pekudei HaMishkan, Im B'chukai Sei Teilechu, Eile Maaseh Ben Yisrael, so far Bereishis, Shmoyis, Yikra, but Midbar, each one has one parasha with Tzadim Lev Aleph. In Dvorim you have two. Eile HaDvorim, and Atem Nitzav HaMayim Buch. So altogether, if you can count 4 plus 2, any six. Mathematicians, Rabbi Sternbuch, is 6. Hello? There are six parashiyos with Aleph. Why are there six parashiyos with Aleph? What do you know about six in Yiddish? How long does the world exist? Shis alfish din ava'al. Where else do you know six consecutive? I've said this like 1,000 times here. You guys are like, hello. Where is six consecutive Aleph in the Torah? Hello, folks. By the way, how many Siddurim Mishnayos are there in the six Siddurim Mishnayos? I love Chacham. Remember, there's a positive Vayemru. The Shalokot, it says, the Pashmi Kings. Ish El Ochiv Aval Oshemim Anach. Six consecutive Avos. Because as long as there's Pirat HaLevav since in Aschinam, then I said once from the Katam Anarov, Beit Lachni. Over Kotzer Olakayet, whatever, over Kotzer Olakayet, whatever it is, the Anachnu Lo Neshamu. We haven't gotten rid of the Anachnu, the plurality. We're still all over the place. We're all diffused, diverse, fractured people. So the Aleph come, right? Where is the sixth time that the Aleph appears? Which parish? The last time? Atem Nitzavim. What is that about? Okay. Remember, in Parashas Kisavoy, you had terrible teichachos, gefelch, and Hariku Paneim says Moshe, but Moshe will face on Zozichni, that's for whatever. Abri you, Atem Nitzavim, Yom Kulchem. What's? So you have a Parsha Nitzavim in the middle. Hello. How does that help me to get rid of the cholos? What's after Parsha Nitzavim, by the way? Where did Moshe go? Took a vacation to the Caribbean. Went to Vayelech Moshe. Where do you go? Chazal say he went the base Ulfana. Ulfana, the same letter as Aleph. Dvorim begoy. What's pshat? All the gaiva, the self, whatever, is what causes a churban. Comes along the shvatim, and they realize that we've sinned grievously. We sold Yosef atav. Hello? Yosef is Gematria? 156. What is 156? I must have said this like six more than 156 times. Huh?
6 times you gave up.
Bingo. Cain. 6 times Hawaii. Hello? 6 times. 26, 156. Hello? Which midah is Yosef HaTzadik? Yisod. Tzadi, Yisoyde. Hello? What is, that's why Yosef is a mashbir, is a mechalkel, all brachas in the world come to this chusav. Kedushas HaYosef, Bris Mila. Yosef Atal. He's a tzadi. You remember a pasuk in the ninth chapter of Ezekiel? Anybody? Yecheskel. It's a good amount of brachas, you don't know from the pasuk. Hello? That the Abishah tells the Novi, go and you'll see six people. Hello? Coming to destroy Yerushalayim without any chem, with no consideration, no regard, no mercy, right? Who are these six people? Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Tafkad Adnan Hei. Aruchil the Ketzef, Af, Chema, Mashnes, Mashber, Umbechal. Terrible things. Six. What is the name of the Abishter of Din Gvura? Elokim. Rabbi Sternbuch. How much is 6 times 86, Elokim?
516.
What do you know about 516? I've told you this gazillion times.
Huh?
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out. 516, mathematically, we'll use your toes, is one more than
550.
That's my brilliant deduction for the day. What do you know about 515? How many times has Chanun? 550. Moshe davened 515 times to go into the promised land. He wanted to daven, this is not my fault, the Yeshua says it's at the promise. One more time. One more time is 516, which is 6 times Elohim. He can mevatel, da'af, chema, ketzef, whatever, yeah? And he can bring Gula. Says the Abish to Rav, al tuysen daven, no. Finished. Akkad 515. No more. Because the world's not ready yet. Whatever. Forever. Cheshbon. Right? Yes? Who is the one who's mevatel the 6 times Elikim? Hello, folks. Elikim has been the Sadin. So what's the opposite? What's mamtik to dinim? A school child with short trousers learned Chumash at 5 years old. Bereishis bara. Elikim is the Sadin. What did they do? Shidim mezrach. Have you ever said the Elikim? Havaya Elikim Eretz Yisrael. Havaya. Hello? Yosef, that's what he says. Remember, he said, I'm Yosef, hello? And the Shvat Masad, shambling. What does Yosef tell him? Hatachas Elikim, honey. Am I here to take the Elikim? Atach Lashavta Melirah Elikim Choshel L'Toyva Adar. Hello? You with me? The idea is, and that's when he explains the Nitzavim, explains Vayelech, through Torah, through it. Through Eine Hashem, that's how you mamtik the dinim, and you bring, why am I telling you all this? That is Yom Kippur. That is Yom Kippur, that is whatever. This is so much connected to our, the matzah of Kal Yisrael in today, right? Shabbos, Parashas, Achrei is Gimatria, Tekabeshe, for Godul, Cheruseinu. Kal Yisrael is facing the klippa of Yishmol. Yosef and Havayin Aliki, Yisod and Adai, which is connected to Yishmol, because Yishmol is, when Yishmol also had Bris Mila, but it's Ka'iyu Bere Kanyu, said Mzoyer. It's an empty Chituch Bos, Sigurj, right? Sfiras Oimer is Gimatria Klippus Yishmol, right? The opposite. It's pathetic, I can't really get it. Our Avoidah, is v'yisem k'doishim l'likeichem, which gimatria l'yirash ben ha'ama ha'zoyis, which gimatria b'yis ha'shlishi, that dafka fighting Yishmol, which comes by Achras Hayom, as we've discussed countless times, right? Yomagala in the yid, the sheirish, anelam, the etzem, this needs like an hour to explain it. Remember v'yomol Avram es yitzok b'noi, which, what? Remember the Benoit, which Gimachi Baruch Hashem Magan Avram, which Gimachi Yosher Shanelim, you Megala the Etzem, the Gutzkeit in every Yid, and that's why the Bris Mila, that's how we. I said like 100 times over Yontif for different shuls. When did the Arabi Yemach Shemam, when did they start this whole battle? Shmini Atzeres, right? Which is the happiest day in the calendar. And the they wanted to turn Shmini Atzeres into Tisha B'Av. Lu'un Maaseh, the Abishu will turn Tisha B'Av into our, I'd say maybe Yirmiyo and Shleim, etc., etc. The Plan Shuruv, you heard of the Plan Shuruv? Oh, come on, you guys are like, The Satmar Rebbe, you heard it. The real, yeah, it's Shver. It's a Rebbe. Plancha Rav, once on Tisha Rav, he took in front of his Mekusharim, his Mekurovim, he took a Becher, and he started just holding the Becher, and he was saying the Nusa, with the Yom Tov Tiganigan, right? The Kiddush, the Nusa of Kiddush. Vati Tin Lono Hashem Likeinu, Es Yoyt Chag Tisha Rav Hazem. Because Mashiach will come, Tisha will be a yom. So Mashiach said, "As yom chag at Tisha B'av, as a his gimatria rachman yishlach lanu azel yom." The Mashiach will come. So I'll just give you one point. I was walking down the street, Shvi'ishal Beis, single to the road, and a guy stops me and he looks a long face. He looks very depressed. And I said to him, "Yankel, why the long face?" And he said, "He made kiddush." And after Kiddush, he's waiting to go to his house where he's going to eat this with his yontif. He read the newspapers. And it's very depressing how they report what's going on in this. So I said, it's kumtir, for it's totally inappropriate to read a Goyish newspaper on yontif, right? On Shabbos, yontif, or a whole year, right? He says, why? So someone sent me one of these machinkalach. I don't have a Baruch Hashem, but someone gave me he did. And he showed me this news podcast. Where the before Yom Tov, and the news said if Moses versus Pharaoh would be reported in 2024, so they report that the hardline leader of the Israelites Moses launched a new operation Darkness, and the Egyptian Health Ministry, hello, has claimed that under the cover of Darkness the Israelites killed, they annihilated tens of thousands of poor innocent Egyptians and the human rights organizations, whatever. Moses claimed it was because the Jews were kept as slaves in labor camp. They murdered every day hundreds of Jewish babies. Human rights can't verify. Therefore, they condemned Moshe as a warmonger. And Pharaoh said, we're peace-loving, freedom-loving people. We just want to live a freedom, a plague-free life. And the students for justice in Egypt said, it's not fair that the Jews rely on the superpower called God, and he arms them with whatever, right? It's not fair. Because the Jews committed genocide, therefore, right, we should have to enslave the Jews for the good of the world for Eilu Vod. What would Moshe Rabbeinu tell you if he listened to that podcast? You know what I tell you? Eat more matzah, michlud mei menusa, right? Have bitachon in the Eibishter. And you know the word matzah, mem tzadik hey? What's the misperkotten of matzah? Mem is 4, tzadik is 9, hey is 5. What do you got? 18? How would you spell 18 in Lashon HaKodesh? Chai. What if you take chai and hakar arayin in the middle of the letters of matzah, you get the word mechitza. And 4 times mechitza is gematria priest, by the way. What you need is to make, everyone tell you what some, they were heard on the news that some students in Columbia University, let them all take a long walk off a short pier, as we say in America, right? As yaminim deeper shav, piyam deeper shav, yaminim in shoker, vos geit mich on of this oral, this shegetz is goy, right? He doesn't know from the sea to the river, he doesn't know what the sea is, what the river is, right? A yid has to have a muna in the Eibishter, a yid has to have bitochen, right? And that is the way when you make a mechitza from the veld and all their noise and all their rubbish. I'll tell you what, the Bardichim says, I'm like the Bortin Abinis Yisrael from the Groj, it's like so awesome. Why did we need Kriyas Yamsuf? Because the Egyptians were still around, Pharaoh was still around, right? Hello? And they're pursuing us. Then we can bump them off. To stop creating them. Hello? And what is this funny thing called Kriyas Yamsu? The Abraham sets up a scenario, Kriyas Yamsu, and he didn't know what to do. And it's right, Nosar Achareim, hello? Yeah? And so they crossed the sea. Tosfos says in Erechin, how did they cross the sea? Like 13 channels. And they ended up on the same shore they left. So we didn't know what was the purpose of the exercise? There was a semi-surf, like a horseshoe. Yeah? But that's his helmet. If you end up the same place you left. The whole purpose was the Egyptian that keep doing the Sarashul Mitzrayim says, "Hello, lo, if they ever deserve." When right, that they're able to shoot the Shem Olam, your dad Oynus Gerotz and Tregi Gamez. Were they totally wrong? The Eden were perfect. No, they were not perfect. They were Nebta Sharitum. Why were they in Sharitum? Because you enslaved us and you stuffed Jewish kids. Hello, you're the cause of the downfall. And now you have the audacity, the chutzpah, the kind "Hello, lo, if they ever deserve," right? That is, said the Berditchever, maybe it's a Mazar Sasha, so see you later. That is beyond, it's intolerable. Now, says the Amish, I got to bump off the Egyptians. So, if you know what's going on in the reality in Shemayim, you thank the media and the newscast and these Meshugoyim, these liberals, these whatever, professors and these all the maniacs in the world, because of them, it doesn't possibly, what does it say? The Gemara said in Soita, one of the signs of Yikmashiach is chutzpi yazgir. When the goyim have such chutzpah, it's like mind-boggling, that itself is mamar and machish the geula, and the Rizal Halfin, which is soon bekarav, which is saying that they oker, which is orame arzeinu, which is the eskalus of malchus shemayim, malchusi v'yakar.
Oh, man. Yes.